Hey, weekend start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios going one-on-one as the NFL conversation continues with Tom Pippins, the sports director from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. And, you know, you mentioned, before going to commercial break, you mentioned head coach Mike McCarthy. And I just have to wonder, what has been his approach in terms of dealing with adversity? Because when we think back to the 2010 season, they had to muscle through a couple of losing streaks as well. And so I guess you really can't freak out. You just got to keep, staying in the present and moving forward.
That's a great point you bring up. You're always so prepared. That's one of the 8 million reasons I love you. They lost 3 in a row in 2010, and they've lost 3 in a row this year. The correlation there, Big E, is that that's the first time since 2010 with Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback that they have lost 3 consecutive contests. Now, McCarthy, I think, is an awesome leader. He said, we're not sounding alarms. We're not going to panic. We've got to stay the course. We've got to focus. When there's adversity, Mike McCarthy's at his best. This year, he's talking about this hero's journey. And you go through times when there's great adversity, and they're at that second stage right now, and how are they going to respond? And I think that McCarthy just has a way of bringing the team together. And I heard Rodgers say this on Wednesday as well. That's been Mike's attitude. We can't worry about everything that's flying around us. We have to just focus in and stay the course and keep with our philosophy. We know it works, and work harder at focusing on the fundamentals and, making each play count. You remember back in the days, or you certainly have heard about, Vince Lombardi. They knew exactly what was going to happen on every play, but they executed it so well that it couldn't be stopped. So this is where the Packers are right now, and I still have faith. I still have confidence, and in some ways, it's fun all of a sudden because the Packers are facing adversity that they usually don't in the division. And so let's see how they respond. If they're champions, if they are not a Super Bowl contender as we speak on your show, but I still think they have the capability of being what everybody thought they'd be before the season. And again, Jordy Nelson, you can't bring him up. You can't discount his importance because he freed up Randall Cobb, and he would have freed up Devontae Adams, some of these receivers, because he takes the focus off as the number one guy who is capable of going deep. And that's certainly been missing in the Packers' arsenal this year. It is a struggling offense. It's been an inconsistent defense, and the special teams have been solid up until they allowed Amir Abdullah to go 104 yards with a kickoff return against those Lions. So you have to be careful because the Vikings have been, I think they've scored 10 touchdowns on special teams. Over the last few years, they've been that good, so you have to be really careful of them.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half. Let's transition. Let's talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. We're, 10, 11 games into the season. What kind of strides are they making?
I think they're doing well. Jabari Parker is the big X factor there in terms of his health coming off the ACL, and he's done remarkably. It's been almost miraculous how well he's done. Now, he played 30 minutes against the Cavs in a wonderful, exhilarating double overtime win on Saturday night in Milwaukee. And then all of a sudden he has a mid-foot sprain, and he was going to miss the road trip as we were speaking on the middle of the week. They were hopeful that perhaps he could join them before the end of the road trip. This is an up-and-down team. One day they look really good. One day they go into Washington, as they did earlier in the week, and they get pasted and don't play the defense and bring the energy that they should. That's the hallmark of a team that starts 5 guys who are 24 or younger.
Right.
You talk about Giannis, you talk about Jabari Parker. These kids are 20 years old. They're barely out of their teens. So I think you're going to get some very high moments and then some low moments. And Big E, the Bucks are sneaking up on no one this season after their incredible turnaround under Jason Kidd and making it to the playoffs and giving the Chicago Bulls a pretty darn good run for their money in the first round. So, people say, well, how do you think they go? Well, so much of it depends on the injuries, as you're aware, but I think it will come down in the end to a team that could win if everything goes well, 43, 4, 5 games, maybe give an opportunity to make the playoffs and perhaps into the second round. We'll see. It's a process. They talk about owning the future, but I think the future is very bright with this team. I really do, and the town is behind them, the community is behind them, and they're getting a new facility built. So it's great from ownership on down. I'm as excited as I've been about the Bucks in many, many years.
He is simply the best, the sports director from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, our dear friend of the show, Tom Pippins. Thank you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Tom.
Well, a blessed one to you and your family and the great listeners. And if I'm the best, you're the best-er. And anybody who's around you, you have a way of bringing out the best anyone has.
Oh, so thank you.
Love you. Take care. And we'll look forward to being with you again, Big E.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here. The fastest 2 hours in radio right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.